It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
And so many of us like to dream of a white Christmas at this time of year. But how realistic is that, really? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to share some statistics with us about white Christmases around here. First, though, let's hear the forecast. And how about that rain, Cliff? It is pretty wet out there today.
Right, and we have a wet pre-Christmas, that's for sure. Some of the numbers are amazing. We have an atmospheric river in which moisture is being entrained from the tropics and coming right into our region. And just to give you an idea of some of the numbers, on the southern part of the Olympics, there are a few locations are getting 6 to 7 inches of rain over the last 24 hours, and it's not done. In southwest Washington, number of locations up in the hills there have gotten 5 to 7 inches of rain. Now, here in the lowlands, there's a huge contrast. If you're down the South Sound from Seattle down to Tacoma, there's been roughly 3 inches of rain. Amazing. 3 inches of rain over the last 24 hours. But if you go north, it drops rapidly. We have a real rain shadow in the lee of the Olympic Mountains. The winds are from the southwest, so the area around Port Townsend and Squim are quite dry. So it's only about an inch up at Everett, inch and a half in downtown Seattle, and 3 inches in South Seattle. So huge gradient in precipitation. And I'm afraid it's not ended. We're going to have rain virtually the whole day. And this atmospheric river is holding in place. So some mountain locations will get close to 10 inches of rain. Here in the lowlands, some locations in the South Sound could get up to 4 inches. So this is really substantial. And the rivers are responding. Right now, the River Forecast Center in Portland is going for flood conditions over a number of the rivers coming off the Cascades and off the Olympics. So Snoqualmie is a good example of it. Some will be approaching record flood level. So this is a pretty serious situation. The rain is going to continue through Saturday morning, and then the atmospheric river is going to peter out and move to the south. So by the end of the day on Saturday, we should be in some showers, and the worst will be over. The nice thing is that Sunday should be relatively dry. It'll get cooler, but it will get drier, and I don't expect much rain at all for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I think Christmas Eve and Christmas Day should be dry, but cool, mid-40s. That's what it looks like right now.
Dry and cool down below, but maybe some snow up in the higher elevations?
That's right. Let's turn to snow. This atmospheric river is warm. So what it's doing, it's caused some of the lower passes, like Snoqualmie, to turn to rain. But it's still snowing at Stevens Pass, and Baker's getting snow as well. So basically, above 4,000 feet, you can think about snow. I think things will turn completely to snow as this atmospheric river moves southward. So a good start for the holiday ski season, and then it'll be cool enough to maintain the snow for a while.
Now, what about at the lower elevations? We like to talk about dreaming of a white Christmas. Is anything like that in the cards? It sounds like it's not, and it rarely is.
Well, I don't want to be a snow Scrooge today, but there's virtually no chance of snow in the lowlands for Christmas. If you look at the official NOAA statistics for SeaTac Airport or for Boeing Field, there's only a 5% chance climatologically of getting snow, an inch of snow on the ground, on Christmas Day here in Seattle. So it's very unlikely climatologically. And I can guarantee you, looking at the weather forecast, there's no chance of any lowland snow, going through the next week.
So we won't have a white Christmas this year. We did have one back in 2017, we should note. So while they're rare, they're not impossible. But it sounds like it is a pretty good snow season at this point, if you're willing to head for the hills.
Well, we started off poorly. November was a very dry month, very poor snowpack. The first part of December wasn't that great, but this event is really helping. We were down to about 25% of normal snowpack. This event's going to bring us up at least to around 50%. So, it's not perfect, but it's not going to be a disaster. and a lot of the major snow areas from Stevens to Crystal to Baker will be able to operate. They've had a foot or two of snow. And I should remind people, there will be more snow during the next day or two at higher elevations, particularly as the temperatures cool down. So I think at least the higher locations, certainly above Snoqualmie, I think they will have a decent season, at least for the next few weeks.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, KNKX, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.